Dad Fact with Darren Maul.
Easy, are you ready?
Oh, so ready, Darren Maul.
Right, we now have stronger and stronger and stronger computers, and we're able to use all of this data and find out really, really interesting things. Like, according to a computer analysis of 300 million facts, April the 11th, 1954, was computed to be the most boring day in the 20th century.
Was it a Tuesday?
It was a Sunday. I knew you'd ask that. No. It was so weird because April 11th yesterday was also April 11th. It was a Sunday, and in 54, it was a Sunday. The first thing I looked for is, it's got to be a Tuesday. It was a Sunday, mate.
What made it so boring?
Because if it was a Sunday, it was April the 11th. That means the Masters was playing. Because the Masters all were playing April, same time. Someone won the Masters.
And
you know what a thrill? Yes, the Masters have been going for 85
perhaps
years.
Perhaps it was what so, rained. Maybe it was rained out.
Yeah. Or maybe Jack Nicklaus.
Also, if it was 54, there's a Grand Prix. This is pre-Senna the years.
But yeah. I find that very hard to believe.
So what makes something the most boring day? Like, what is it about it?
Out? Well, it's the day that was least commented on. Least people made entries.
No tornado.
To say great thing. It was just, you know, then they made hard copies.
Yeah.
Sort of like today, April 11th, 1954. Nothing to report.
Oh, so like no one super famous did...
Wait. No, it's just a cloud. We're all good. Nothing happened today.
No death, no born.
Can't report. No, hang on. Nope, it's just gone after 12. April the 12th, it is firstborn. There we go.
Wow, that's interesting.
It was the most boring day. No, what I found interesting about it is they used a new computer, sort of like a quantum computer, that measures things in a quantum bit. You know how data is held on bits?
Yes.
And it's measured with a quantum bit, which is shortened to the word qubit. Guess which is the only other place where you find the measurement of a qubit? It's in the good book. It's the measurement for the arc.
Stop it.
And Moses was given a pile of gopher wood and was told to make an ark built in this many cubits and this many cubits and this many cubits. And we now have the measurement of a cubit. Up until now, we didn't have one.
So it's a quantum bit.
Yeah. He made his ark out of quantum bits. I don't know what to do with that data. It's just, I just give you the information, guys. What you want to do with it is up to you. You'll like this one. Also a date.
Wow.
In 1997, astronaut John Grunsfeld called a car maintenance talk radio show. You guys know about that, guys. The talk radio shows, they get a mechanic on and say, phone in, tell us what the problem is with your car.
That's genius.
Yeah, no, the problem was he was on the Mir space station complaining about the problems he was having with the engine in low Earth orbit on a space station.
But did he give that information?
The guy gave him the best advice. And he's like, let me just check my oxygen levels. I'll put my spacesuit on. I'll do a walk and I will fix that gasket. Thank you so much. How cool is that?
What a man.
I'm sorry. I'm still kind of floored with the qubits here. You know me.
Still on the qubits.
I'm going to be going and doing some research.
Okay, how about this one? This is actually, Kerry, you'll remember this. In 1982?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah.
Zimbabwe passed a law prohibiting anyone from making fun of the name of then president. It was the law. You could not make fun of his name back in 1982, Zimbabwe, Kanan Banana. So you couldn't even say, I find him very appealing.
Shabanana, how does it make you feel?
Can we hear from his spokesperson, Shabanana?
Actually, we're related. Uncle Ben's.
Kanan Banana.
The last person who got away with it said, thanks a bunch.
Darren!
Oh, it didn't happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
I feel it happened all the way back at Qubit.
No, it happened 11th of April,
1954.
Jeez, like,
no one got facts.
Yeah. Well, we just changed the day and we got facts.
Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.